Hi, I'm Karen, and welcome to She Speaks Truth. We are in an Advent study as we prepare our hearts for the celebration of the birth of our Savior. During our Advent study, we are going to be looking at the names of Jesus and the way that He cares for and influences all of the areas of our life. Today is our second Sunday of Advent, and today and this week we will be talking about faith. Last week we were seeing all of the ways that Jesus was our hope, and this week we're going to be concentrating on faith. When I look up the word faith, the first definition that comes up is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Complete trust or confidence. The second definition was strong belief in God or in the doctrines of a religion based on a spiritual apprehension rather than proof. So strong belief in God, complete trust or confidence. And this makes me think, you know, where do we put our faith? Where do we put our complete trust? I know there's been many times in life that my faith has been in my relationships with my husband, with my kids, with my family members, with friends. My complete faith, my complete trust has been in my work or in the money I'm bringing in. My faith is in my health. And the problem with that being where you're totally focused, your whole trust is what happens if it goes away? If it isn't working the way you want? If something goes wrong? And that's why we need to be concentrating on putting our faith in Jesus, our faith in God. And this week we're going to be looking at all of the things Jesus is to us that we can easily, more securely put our faith in Him. And our reading today comes from 2 Timothy 2, 4, chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. And it says, "For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for His appearing." So we don't have to worry. I know sometimes the world judges us in ways that is not fair or makes us uncomfortable and finds us lacking. But Jesus is our ultimate judge. And isn't that what we want in life? Is we want Him to know that we have fought the good fight, that we've finished the race, that we kept the faith, that we kept our total trust and confidence in Him. And as we look at all of the things that He is to us this week, that's what I want us to be focusing on. Keeping our total trust and confidence in God. And I'll just close this today's with a prayer, like I do every time. Dear Jesus, dear God, I want to put my faith in You. Instead of turning to the things of this world which can let us down, I want You to be my sole focus of my faith, because You don't let us down. At the end of our life, Lord, I want to be able to say, I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I kept my faith. I kept my faith in You. Show us this week all of the things that You are never ending, never failing us, that are strengthening us, all of the ways in which we can put our faith in you. As we move closer to our Christmas time, Lord, sometimes this Christmas season is overwhelming. And so give us your peace. In your precious name, amen. So we're moving into our second week of Advent. I will have episodes on Monday through Friday. And then again, next Saturday, taking off for a day of rest. And I will talk to you again tomorrow.